that we could, we destroyed Iraq. I had a general tell me this. We destroyed Iraq in, it took them, we did in 3 weeks what they couldn't do in 8 years. They thought they would be next. But the consensus was, yes, they stopped. And also, if you asked serious, smart, wise Israelis in the intelligence business, and there are many, do you really think if they got a bomb, and they don't have one now, they would hit Tel Aviv? And the answer was, you think they're crazy? We would incinerate them. Of course not. They've been around 2,000 years. That's not going to happen. Their fear was they would give a bomb to somebody else, etc. But there's a element of rationality in the Israeli intelligence community that's not being expressed by the political leadership. It's the same madness we have here. There's an element of rationality in our intelligence community which says, in 07, and it is said and again last year, they don't have the bomb. They're not making it. It's an NIE. 16 agencies agreed, 16-0, in an internal vote. Before that, they did an update in 2011 on the 07 study and came to the same place. It's just not there. That doesn't mean they don't have dreams. It doesn't mean scientists don't do computer studies. It doesn't mean that physicists at the University of Tehran don't do what physicists like to do, write papers and do studies. But there's just no evidence of any systematic effort to go from enriching uranium to making a bomb. It's a huge, difficult process. You have to take a very hot gas and convert it into a metal and then convert it into a core. And you have to do that by remote control because you can't get near that stuff. It'll kill you. So radioactive. I mean, so I look. I'm a lone voice. And you know how careful the New Yorker is, even in a blog item. This piece was checked and rechecked.